How's everybody doing out there today? February 27th, 2024. The year is slowly going by. February, Black Family Month. You know, shortest month of the year. I guess they're saying it's leap year this year, which is 29 days instead of just 28 in February. So every 4 years, they give us an extra day in February, basically. I wonder, what if you born February 29th? Do you get to stay younger by, what, 3-4 years? I don't think so. So, yeah, once again, you know, I'm always thinking about something, thinking about things of this world and how things are being done, you know what I'm saying? And how we're handling it as people living on this planet. You know, I stopped counting my birthdays and I stopped giving myself an age, you know what I mean? Because I feel like that's keeping me trapped in this zone that we're in. So if I just stop saying I'm a certain age, I guess my mind will not proceed on with that age. You know what I mean? But for each his own, you know what I'm saying? That's just something I do for myself. Let's get back to what I really want to talk about today. And I want to talk about retirement. You know what I mean? For some of us out there that's working, you know what I'm saying, and have to come to a certain part of our life to where we got to say we just can't do this no more, we can't work no more, you know what I'm saying? You're just getting too old, right? You deserve to be able to enjoy the rest of your life without having to have a 9-to-5, correct? I believe so. But the world seems like wants you to work until you just can't work no more. You know what I'm saying? Where you can't move, you can't function, you can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? That don't make no sense to me. You know? You know, you work hard. No matter what the job is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're still working. You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. But, you know, they got this system to where certain jobs get paid certain money. Certain positions get certain benefits. You know what I mean? All that, you know? And it's just, to me, it's wrong. It's like, if you're working, you're working. You know, everybody should be able to achieve and get what they want no matter what type of job they're working. You know what I mean? Nobody has to work 2-3 jobs or work 16-hour days just to be able to make it. You know what I'm saying? Everyone should be able to make it just working 8 hours a day. And to me, that's a lot. Everybody should just be able to do part-time 4 hours a day and still get paid the same as 8 hours a day. You know what I mean? And only work like 3 days out the week. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I think. You know what I mean? So retirement, let me see here. The action or fact of leaving one's job and ceasing to work, basically you're done working. You give up, you know what I mean? You don't want to punch in the clock. You don't want to wake up. You want to stop setting that alarm clock a certain time. You want to stop having to drive to work. You know what I'm saying? For what reason it might be. The time of life when one chooses to permanently leave the workforce behind. That's a good one. You know, you done. You know what I mean? You done with the workforce. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You finished. Shoot, you trying to enjoy some of your life. You know what I'm saying? You know, while you still can move around and, you know what I'm saying? All that. I got one more. The time when someone permanently leaves the workforce, usually in the later years of their life. You get a certain age and, you know what I mean? You just feel like, you know, you really don't got too much longer. So it's time to, you know what I mean, check out from the workforce. You know what I'm saying? It's time to retire, people. Now, some jobs congratulate certain people that are still working at a certain age. You know what I mean? You got certain people that all they know is to work. You know what I mean? They don't know nothing else but to work. They don't know nothing else but to go to work. They don't know nothing else but the job. You know what I'm saying? You know? They want to get that plaque on the wall. You know what I'm saying? They want to get that honor picture. You know what I'm saying? Employee of the month. You know what I mean? You know? Just like, I ain't going to say no names, but I know a person that been working at a job for more than 40 years now. You know? And when I see the person, I ain't proud of it, you know what I mean? I feel I feel sorry for them. You know what I mean? Because that's a long time to be working. What are you proving? You know what I mean? You know, they make it seem like it's a celebration. It's an honor to see someone still working 40 years at the job and still working. You know what I mean? To me, that ain't no happy thing. That ain't no celebration. To me, it's like, it just don't make no sense to me. You know what I mean? To me, it's messed up. There's got to be a certain point in your life where jobs or people should realize that, you know, it's time to stop. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have to go to work no more or have to go to that job, you know what I'm saying, after you put in a certain amount of years. You know what I mean? 40 years at a job, people, that's a lot of years. People, come on now. You know, you damn near 80 years old, 90 years old, and you still trying to punch in the clock. You still trying to wake up and go to work? Like, come on now. That's an old person, you know what I'm saying? That old person, you know what I mean? You know, them type of, you know, when you're at that age, you know, work is like, come on now. You're going to be bitter. You know what I'm saying? You're going to lose some function of your memory, your mind. You know what I mean? Now, if you're going to give me some extra money, you know what I'm saying? Because you just didn't realize you did that, you know what I mean? I can go for that, but you know. Yeah, that's another story. But I got another one here. To leave your job or stop working because of having reached a particular age or because of ill health or to cause someone or something to stop being employed or used. Huh. Yeah, that right there is like, if you get sick, you know what I mean, and that's your reason for stop working, it just kind of like, you know what I mean, like, you get the signs before that, you know what I mean? You should have stopped working when your back started hurting. You know what I'm saying? You don't just keep working on that, and then finally when you just, your back give out on you, now you forced to retire. You know, to me, that's backwards. You know what I'm saying? Disability should be able to just let you go out when your back just start hurting or feeling bad or whatever. You should be able to just retire. Shoot. I came up on this thing about what the Bible says about retirement. Kind of tripped me out a little bit. Bible say about retirement. Numbers 8:23-26. Scriptures refer to the work of the Levites, basically. So, at the age of 50, the Levites ceased their regular functions, but they still had a role which may be viewed as being useful. Basically, at the age of 50, the Bible says you should be done. But it ain't nothing wrong with staying busy and being useful. You know what I'm saying? But you're not working, basically. You know what I mean? And a lot of people that I know, after they retire, they just give up. You know what I mean? They don't do nothing. They just sleeping all day. And you know what I mean? Now they ain't walking. You know what I'm saying? They ain't waking up. They ain't doing nothing. What you think your body gonna do if it's used to working every day? You know what I mean? With your program, you're working every day, you're moving. Then all of a sudden, now you don't want to move. You don't want to get up. Your body going to start shutting down slowly, people. That's why a lot of people end up dying after they retire. You know what I mean? So, let's talk about money part of it. So, money, Social Security, retirement benefits start as early as 62 years of age. But the benefits are permanently reduced unless you wait until your full retirement, which is the age of 70. You know what I mean? So I'm going to break down the whole little thing. So basically, Social Security retirement starts as early as 62 years of age, but you're only going to receive 70% of that. When you reach the age of 67, you receive 100% of your Social Security. And wait for it now. When you retire at the age of 70, you receive 124% of your benefits, Social Security benefits. Now, tell me this. That's why we got so many of these old people still working to the age of 70, because they know if they work to the age of 70 and then retire at the age of 70, they receive 124%. You know what I'm saying? So at the age of 67, you get 100%, people. But they throw that extra 24% in there if you work until the age of 70. You know what I mean? That's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? That's nuts to me. You know? Then they say that, I was looking, it said the normal retirement age in the plans is 65 years old, right? But if you retire at 65, if you wait two more years, you get 100%. And then if you do another 3 years after 67 years of age, which will make you 70, you get 124%. People, is that nuts how they do that? That's what I'm talking about. That's the system that we working so hard for, you know what I mean? Where 100% ain't going to be good enough. You know what I'm saying? They're going to throw 124% If you retire at 70 years of age, so you can work that extra to get that extra 24%, people. That's what we working for. You know what I mean? That's the society we in. So when you see that 70-year-old, 69-year-old person still working, they trying to get that to the 70-year age mark so they can get 124% of their Social Security benefits, people. That's why. But on that note, I'm going to leave it at that. And I had to express my feelings on retirement. I'm out.